WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A man from China who stabbed a College Station emergency room nurse because he thought the nurse was conspiring with the Chinese government will be able to receive outpatient mental health treatment.
Last August, a Brazos County District Judge ruled 26-year-old Yuchen Li was not guilty of aggravated assault by reason of insanity. Yesterday, the judge made the ruling on Li's future treatment after hearing from mental health experts and other evidence presented by Li's lawyer and the district attorney's office. Another court hearing will take place in 30 days to announce the details. The nurse who was stabbed in January 2014 has returned to work. According to online jail records, Li is also being held for immigration authorities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During a 5-day period covering last weekend and ending on Monday, there have been 77 victims of property crimes in the Twin Cities. 50 are from College Station. Combining the two cities, 39 of the 77 cases involve some type of theft. Another 24 were the victim of a burglary to their vehicle, home, or office. The remaining victims reported criminal mischief and forgery cases. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bryan police made an arrest last weekend from a residential burglary that was reported in March. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Jose Ramirez Medina admitted entering a former roommate's home on Lucky Street and taking an estimated $2,000, two 55-inch televisions, and a laptop. According to jail records, Medina is also being held for immigration authorities. Witnesses to a stabbing in a College Station home the night before last told police they were caught off guard by what they described as an unprovoked attack. According to the arrest report, the victim was slit in the throat 3 times while he and the accused were hitting acid in a home on Tony Court, located off Rock Prairie west of Welburn Road. Police reported the victim is hospitalized in stable condition, and 20-year-old John Powers of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The Texas A&M system has more than $5 billion in public-private partnership ventures. Chancellor John Sharp announced another one yesterday, giving those interested in building a data center on the Rellis campus until July 28th to submit a proposal. The system's Vice Chancellor of Business Services, Philip Ray, told WTAW News earlier this month the P3 concept involves the system providing the land and private companies find the money to build and run the operation. The end result is the system gets a cut of the revenue without having any debt.
That's critical to us, particularly when we're formulating our strategic debt management policy and ensuring retention of our AAA credit rating on behalf of the board. It's very important to the chancellor and very important to our board of regents.
The chancellor says he has been approached by several companies interested in building a data center away from the Gulf Coast hurricane zone that would be accompanied by a network and security operations center. A former acting president for Texas A&M has died. Dr. Chuck Sampson held that position for just over a year in 1980. Prior to that, he had served as head of the Civil Engineering Department for 15 years. Visitation will be Monday from 5:30 to 7 at Callaway Jones Center in Bryan. A service will be held on Tuesday at 2 in the A&M United Methodist Church. Dr. Sampson was 93. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com. It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. Aggieland Apartment Finders, Dusty Diamonds Boutique, George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Galleria Day Spa, and Norma G. Tractor. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Good morning, 610 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer.
in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather? Yeah, we do. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cindy will have an impact on our weather here, and we'll keep an eye on it over the next couple of days. She's south of Morgan City, Louisiana, moving towards the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Clouds will be increasing from the east today. We may have some late day showers, 90. Rain is a possibility through the night. Chance of thunder, 70 to 75. Rain tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80. Turning partly sunny with a chance of leftover shower for Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs wrapped up the season yesterday with a loss to TCU in the College World Series. We'll hear from some of the players on the loss. Meanwhile, the Bombers picked up a late 11th inning win over the Marshals out at Nutrabolt, and the Stros and Rangers earned wins on the diamond against the A's and the Blue Jays. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we're not going to get as much rain as other people, I guess. We'll see. We'll know tomorrow. It's the weather, after all.
Yep.
They sometimes hit it, sometimes they miss it. Chances of rain got 60% going on for Thursday and Thursday night. And they're saying really here like an inch of rain, so not a lot. We'll see. In the meantime, 75 right now with winds out of the north at 12, which is just weird. Okay. Techno fail can get you in trouble in all sorts of ways, like this guy. When a group of women can band together after some guy really messes up, it is truly a lemons to lemonade situation. Here's what happened. Group of seven women found out through a Snapchat message they were all dating the same guy. Seven.
Wow.
Nathan, who would be the dude in question. Created.
Wait, Nathan is his name?
That's his name. Yeah, really.
Maybe eight women.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nathan created a group chat. How stupid is this? A group chat that says, "Hey, beautiful." It became clear he had no idea they all would be able to see the message that was sent to multiple women. Anyway, so one of the girls quickly changed a chat name to Nathan's Beautiful Girl.
How funny.
And then, bestest of all, they all started sharing stories about him.
Oh, yeah.
So after Nathan was exposed, he blocked them from contacting him through social media or text. According to Charissa Harris, who is one of the women involved, she told Mashable that most of them had never met him in person.
Oh, my gosh.
So they were dating him or they were...
What does that mean? But yeah. he acted to all
regardless,
of them.
Regardless, yeah.
He's doing the thing like, I'm not seeing anybody else.
Uh-huh. Right.
Said, I never thought that we were in a relationship. I've dated other people in the 3 years that we were talking.
Three years?
Wow.
How long do you talk to someone before you want to meet them?
This speaks to society in so many ways that there are clearly people, a lot of them, who would want to do that.
Teresa, how's your boyfriend of 3 years? Oh, he's great. Yeah. We Skype. Yeah. We Snapchat.
She also said that since the story has made the internet rounds, that she's received, Teresa has received a lot of messages from strangers.
Well, yeah, I'd be willing to date somebody for 3 years without seeing them.
But they say they have gone through similar situations.
Oh, my God.
Not every one of them remain friends in the way that this group of women has. Teresa said, we send a random meme in the group, and we talk about casual stuff, too. They're really cool, and I like them.
Yeah, I would bond with other women who are dating that in that way, too.
Hey, you're stupid like me.
Yeah, exactly.
This sounds like a guy with...
I'm not the only pathetic person.
This sounds like a guy with low self-esteem who likes to flirt with women. That's what it is. He gets a thrill.
Info.
Mation.
Talk about low self-esteem. Yeah. These women.
I want to go on the other side. Exactly. They're going, who are you dating? Oh, Nathan.
For three years. Nathan. Great relationship.
My boyfriend's name's Nathan, too.
Yeah.
So is mine.
Let's be besties.
Yeah.
3 years. Yeah. Come on.
Social media. Have a great time.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:16. It's June the 21st, so here we go. It's officially summer now, so it can be hot. It's Make Music Day. Could be to appreciate music other people make, or you can just make music to enjoy yourself.
Maybe I'll do that today.
It's Daylight Appreciation Day. Well, I think
I appreciate daylight.
Lot.
Sure, yeah.
Except when I'm trying to go to bed.
True. Now, with the exception of the extreme northern and southern hemispheres of the planet, there will be no day longer than today. Okay, this is the longest day daylight thing. So it's
probably the summer solstice?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good day to appreciate that. It is World Handshake Day.
Okay.
That'll be fine. It's Skateboarding Day.
Cool.
We're fortunate enough here in the cities to have places where you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go into the concrete gullies and gulches, okay?
Go to the park and grind the rails.
That's right. We have parks for that. It's Tall Girl Appreciation Day.
Hey-o.
There you go.
What is tall?
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I'm right under 6 foot.
Right. So you would be, I think by anybody's measure, you would be tall.
Right.
But I mean.
But some people are 5'7" and feel like they're tall.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's, go with that then. National Day of Yoga.
Okay.
National Day of Yoga.
Day of Yoga.
Interesting way to do that.
Sure.
Cuckoo Warning Day.
Cuckoo.
I didn't know that was a problem.
Nope.
National Peaches and Cream Day.
All right.
National Shellfish Day.
I love shellfish.
Some shellfish.
Yeah.
Unless you're allergic.
And National Selfie Day.
Oh,
really?
There's a day for that?
Maybe I'll take a National Tall Girl Appreciation Selfie.
Put
there
it all together.
There
you go. In 2014, BBC officially declared a selfie day. Which amusingly heralded a sudden decline in selfies.
Of course.
Interestingly, there was a similar drop after the Oxford English Dictionary added selfie to its pages.
Interesting.
Apparently became uncool.
Yeah, making something official then ends up making it something that people don't want to do anymore.
It's not exclusive anymore.
Well, and again, if that's the case, then that may not be a bad thing because selfies can just be foolish sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's okay. Get it sometimes, but... After a while, people have seen enough.
Hey, I also have that it is World Giraffe Day.
Uh-oh.
No! I had no idea.
Yep, I have that it is okay. World Giraffe Day, and to go along with, Tall Girl Appreciation Day and one of my favorite animals.
That's true. Now, and when was the last time we had an update on the...
every once in a while, I'll get an email about, some new video up from that animal adventure park.
All right.
So they're still trying to cash in on April.
April, that was the name. Okay,
April.
So you're...
April and Taj. But I haven't checked in a while.
It's okay. It's not your number one responsibility, but every once in a while, I guess we can.
I'll have to take a look and see how they're doing.
All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Friday singer Rebecca Black is 20. Friday. Oh, that song was considered probably the worst song on YouTube and made a huge splash because of how bad it was. If you've ever seen the bad lip reading videos. Uh-huh. That is where it started. The guy who makes those actually made one out of the Friday video, and it was just hilarious. Chris Allen is 32, winner of the 8th season of American Idol.
Yep.
Prince William's 35.
Hey. Good for him.
Good for him. Benjamin Walker's 35 also. He played Abe Lincoln in Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter, that movie that came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't know why they needed to make that, but they did.
And somewhere a movie studio had to do a thumbs up on that.
Oh, I mean, lots of people down the line had to go, this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
But no. Chris Pratt is 38.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. And in a world of liberal Hollywood superstars, he's kind of a more level head.
Oh, really?
From what I've noticed. Erica Durant is 39, played Lois Lane on Smallville, and Dr. Alex Reed on Saving Hope.
Yep.
Juliette Lewis is 44. Lots of stuff. Cape Fear, Natural Born Killers, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
Country singer Alison Moorer is 45.
Okay.
She's Steve Earle's ex and Shelby Lynn's sister as well.
Oh, there you are.
Carrie Preston's 50, played Arlene on True Blood.
Okay.
She's also married to Michael Emerson, the guy who played Ben Linus on Lost.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Man Cow is 51.
Really? Kind of Man Cow.
Radio guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lana Wachowski's 52. One half of the Wachowski sisters, used to be the Wachowski brothers.
Oh, of course. What?
Yeah, they used to be dudes.
And they're not now.
You're right. Yeah, Larry is Lana and Andy is Lily now.
Okay.
Anything to become whatever.
Yeah.
Center of attention.
Doug Savant is 53, played Tom on Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Mattea is 58.
Yeah,
country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith Baxter, 70, from Family Ties.
Yeah. And?
And Michael Gross is 70,
right,
also from Family Ties.
Played husband and wife on Family Ties and then the exact same birthdays.
Pretty cool. Ray Davies is 73, lead singer and songwriter of The Kinks.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation of this. Bernie Capel?
Yeah.
He's 84. He played Doc on The Love Boat.
Burn.
Yeah, exactly. And Lana Del Rey, she's kind of, I kind of like her music.
Yeah.
Kind of a deep voice. She's 32 today.
All right,
they are at 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If we really care about Russia collusion, can we just start with uranium? 120% of America's uranium handed over to Vladimir Putin because of a Hillary Clinton signature and millions funneled back to the Clinton Foundation. You got a deep state that is leaking. What's the deep state? The deep state is the intelligence community, the same people that leaked on Flynn, the same people leaking in the Washington Post, New York Times, and every other news outlet. Because what? They think they're better. They're superior. They think they know who should be president over you, the American people. You know, why isn't the deep state being investigated? Why isn't Flynn's leaker being investigated? Why isn't Loretta Lynch being investigated for obstruction of justice? For crying out loud, why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail at this point? You know, when are we going to investigate the real crimes we know were committed here?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are few things in life as rewarding as being part of a worthy cause. Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of the nonprofit organization Smile Farms. At Smile Farms, we find it unacceptable that nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities are unemployed in the United States. So we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms is dedicated to supporting people with special needs by providing meaningful work experiences and social interaction. Smile Farms is making a difference by offering fulfilling jobs at local farms, urban gardens, and greenhouses. What began as one Smile Farms has quickly grown into three, with three more set to open this year. Through your charitable donations, Smile Farms will continue to create similar opportunities across the U.S. and make a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs and their families.
Visit smilefarms.org to learn how you can make a donation and change a life. That's smilefarms.org.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW,
Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tom-like experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop TomLike.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tom-like experience. That's the Tom-like difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom-like Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
One of my favorite guilty pleasures on TV whenever I can catch it in syndication is the show Cops. Of course, Cops premiered on Fox on March 11th, 1989. The Simpsons was still 8 months away from debuting, and Ronald Reagan had only been out of the White House for less than 2 months. Now, if you found those facts interesting, here's a few more facts about the show Cops that you might find intriguing. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So apparently, producer John Langley was in charge of a crew covering a real-life drug raid for a 1983 documentary called Cocaine Blues when inspiration struck. He thought it would be a good idea to have a no-frills chronicle of the everyday experiences of police officers, and thus, Cops was born. While the concept, then titled Street Beat, was simple, no one shared Langley's enthusiasm. He was repeatedly told no show without a narrator, music, or plot could succeed. Looks like those people were wrong. Just how exactly did Cops get on the air? Well, Langley had been pushing for the idea for most of the 80s when he met with the new fourth network, Fox, in 1988. While executives were still pretty cool to the premise, the 1988 Writers Guild of America strike made Langley's lack of scripted elements appealing. Fox didn't completely abandon the notion of star power, though. Burt Lancaster voiced a brief introduction for the pilot episode. And if you've ever wondered how they get those suspects to agree to being on TV, well, contrary to popular belief, being arrested doesn't absolve anyone from his or her right to not be filmed for a national television show. Producers on Cops have to get releases signed by arrestees and suspects. If they're already handcuffed, the crew can follow them to jail and get them to sign there. Langley has said that proper timing is key when it comes to getting their permission. During a fight is a problem. An estimated that 95% of everyone filmed signs a waiver to appear. According to Langley, they simply want to be on television. So next time you catch Cops on TV, just remember that those people who are being busted for drugs and prostitution and everything under the sun are on TV because they want to be there. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Oh, that's sad. All right, here we go. It's 627. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. So the tropical storm is going to maybe impact our weather tomorrow. But today, got a high temperature of 90. Clouds will increase. We'll have north winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And tonight, 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow, it's up to a 60% chance of rain during the day and 40% on Thursday. Then it looks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, maybe a 30 to 40% chance of showers. High temperature will be right around 90 each day. And again, right now we have winds out of the north at 12. Fair skies out there and 75 degrees.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Rasa K with your money now. Toshiba's picked a bidder for its memory chip unit, a consortium of Japanese, U.S., and South Korean firms. It's led by the Japanese government, which wants to keep the unit under domestic control and offered $19 billion to seal the deal. House lawmakers are putting the pedal to the metal to craft major autonomous vehicle legislation. An Energy and Commerce subcommittee will hold a hearing next week to discuss 14 pieces of new draft legislation that deal with self-driving vehicles. Amazon freaked out the grocery industry with its purchase of Whole Foods, and now apparel retailers are trembling as Amazon is launching Prime Wardrobe, a new free service for Prime members that will offer customers discounts when they order and keep multiple items of clothing. The service is currently in beta, but interested Prime members can ask Amazon to email them when it launches. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrial Average backed off from records set early in the week. The Dow closed off 62 points, S&P shrank 16, and the NASDAQ lost 51. Futures pointed downward. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The same day a tropical storm was named that is forecasted to hit the Gulf Coast comes an announcement by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp to build a data center on the Rellis campus. Sharp promoted the site as an attractive location for Houston area companies who could move their technology infrastructure out of the hurricane zone. He is also interested in building a network and security operations center. The chancellor says he has been approached by several companies about a public-private partnership to build what would be a revenue generator for the system. Interested parties have until July 28th to submit a proposal. 2 weeks ago, the chancellor talked about public-private partnerships during a construction update of A&M's new hotel and conference center north of Kyle Field.
We're in the midst of the largest building boom in Texas A&M system history. There's $5.4 billion of construction that has happened in about the last 5 years here.
Other examples of System P3 projects are the Century Square development and the soon-to-open Park West student housing and retail area at George Bush and Penberthy. Present and future improvements at Parks and Bryan were part of an update given at the last city council meeting by city manager Keene Register.
We have a final design draft for Sienna Park. It was reviewed by staff and appears to capture the vision expressed by citizens during the public meeting, so the contractor is moving forward with compiling the construction documents.
The update also included a note about studying a future annexation.
The request for qualifications for the Rellis campus area annexation consultant is planned to be released on June 16th.
Register says construction is underway on new pavilions at Williamson Park and restrooms at Aston Park, and an unusable play structure at Tiffany Park was in the process of being removed. A former Texas A&M PhD student from China returned to a Brazos County courtroom after he was found not guilty by reason of insanity from the stabbing of a College Station emergency room nurse 3.5 years ago. The judge who issued the insanity ruling last August decided that 26-year-old Yuchin Lee can receive outpatient treatment from a local source. Until the judge determines the specific conditions, Lee remains in the Brazos County Jail. Yesterday's ruling followed a 3-day hearing that included testimony from mental health experts and other evidence presented by the lawyers representing Lee and the district attorney's office. The nurse who was stabbed because Lee thought the nurse was conspiring with the Chinese government is back at work. According to online jail records, Lee is also being held for immigration authorities. After more than 2 decades, the new Travis County District Attorney hopes by declaring Dan and Fran Keller actually innocent will help people move on with their lives.
The Kellers were convicted in 1992 for sexual abuse of children during satanic rituals at their Austin daycare. They were freed in 2013 when a medical doctor said his evidence was incorrect.
I hope that this puts this to rest and that there is some assurance to the community that the system operates according to law, that they can have confidence that we're applying the law appropriately.
Travis County District Attorney Margaret Moore says evidence handling has come a long way in the past 25 years. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
there appears to be an increase in property crimes in the Twin Cities.
Since June 15th, College Station and Bryan police have received reports from 77 victims, 50 in College Station. More than half the combined total, 39, are the victims of one form or another of a theft. Another 24 victims are hit by a burglar to their vehicle, home, or office. Meantime, police also reported making two arrests in as many days on burglary charges. Bryan police responded to a call the night before last from a victim watching someone remove stereo equipment from his SUV that was parked outside a bar. Victim said as the suspect drove away, he hit another parked vehicle. The victim followed the suspect into a trailer park where he met with the officers that led to finding the suspect, his vehicle, and the stolen property. 28-year-old Stephen Tates was arrested for burglary of a motor vehicle with two prior convictions. And 19-year-old Adeline Gilbert of College Station told College Station police she entered a car parked at University Place Condos Monday morning because she recognized some property that belonged to her. She was arrested after the owner of the car said she did not have permission to be in his car or remove any property. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station firefighters arrived at a rescue call the night before last, hearing a man say he was going to have to kill someone. That resulted in the firefighters contacting police, who arrested a College Station man for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, three witnesses told police that 20-year-old John Powers slit a man's throat three times while they were both hitting acid inside a home on Tony Court, located off Rock Prairie west of Welburn Road. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition. Powers was taken to jail after he was taken to the hospital and cleared by doctors. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, June 24th features Corey Morrow with guest Cameron Nelson.
Every day I'm lucky just to breathe the air I breathe.
At Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase that Saturday, June 24th at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide Mutual Agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We're tracking Cindy in the Gulf of Mexico. Looks like it will impact our weather. It's moving towards the northwest and will impact the western Louisiana coast over the next 24 to 36 hours. Clouds in the increase today. Showers are possible late. Highs near 90. Chance of rain tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm too. 70 to 75. Rainy, breezy tomorrow with a chance of a thunderstorm only near 80. Turning partly sunny. Perhaps a shower Friday. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from pitcher Stephen Kolick and senior Blake Kopetsky on the Ags' loss to TCU in the College World Series yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros have some momentum after picking up another win over the A's, while the Rangers earned a W over the Blue Jays. And after a parole hearing this summer, OJ could be a free man. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yeah. OJ has a flat screen in his prison cell.
Sounds like he's roughing it.
It's better than what I have in my house.
Yeah, the guards call him Norberg from Naked Gun. That was the part that he played.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see how all that goes. And go.
Trump tweets.
The leader of the free world's at it again, huh?
Well, it was a big day for Republicans yesterday. He obviously congratulated the winners of the elections. Congratulations to Karen Handel on her big win in Georgia 6th. Fantastic job. We are all very proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ralph Norman ran a fantastic race to win in the great state of South Carolina's 5th District. We are all honored by your success tonight. Well, the special elections are over, and those that want to make America great again are 5-0. All the fake news, all the money spent equals zero.
He's right. Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, and then just an hour ago, early this morning, Democrats would do much better as a party if they got together with Republicans on health care, tax cuts, security. Obstruction doesn't work. And that's where we are today. So he's obviously pretty happy with how things went yesterday.
Everything has gone in his favor. And, know, the last tweet is really the most important one. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, we understand you want to be a Republican. Yeah, we understand you want to be a Democrat. But when it's all said and done, you have to sit down and come up with something that's going to move us forward, especially when it comes to health care and for businesses when it comes to tax reform. So we'll talk to Representative Flores later on this morning. But apparently the Republicans are ready to roll out their health care deal on Thursday.
Weeks after the House narrowly passed the American Health Care Act, Senate Republicans will unveil their version of the Obamacare repeal tomorrow.
I think you've heard from some of my colleagues the likely highlights of it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will be differences with the House bill. Democrats complain this bill has been shrouded in secrecy. Some Republicans agree.
If you're frustrated by the lack of transparency in this process, I share your frustration. I share it wholeheartedly.
Utah Republican Mike Lee saying that in a Facebook video. A vote could come as soon as next week. Without any support from Democrats, GOP leaders can afford no more than 2 no votes from Republicans. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but the Democrats did the exact same thing with the original legislation.
They did.
And again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying what the Republicans have done is no different, better or worse, than what the Democrats did the first one rolled out. And the famous Nancy Pelosi quote, we're going to have to pass the bill to see what's in it.
Yep.
What does that mean? Anyhow.
That's just terrible governing is what that is.
As far as Texas is concerned, whatever they're going to do in there, the most important word in it is Medicaid. Because that's a really, really big deal in Texas. There are more kids on on the CHIP, in the CHIPS program than any other program like it in the United States. And so what's going to happen with the Medicaid numbers, whether they go up or down or stay the same, is going to make a really, really big difference. And the Republicans need to understand that, and especially with two Republican senators here in the state of Texas, they need to be able to take care of it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
every year, for better or worse, when the legislature is over, Texas Monthly rolls out their best and worst. We've got two on there.
All right.
They're not on the best.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, and look, now sometimes they wear it as a badge of honor, okay? So they're sometimes not concerned about
okay.
that.
Okay.
But when it comes to the worst, two of the state senators in the area, one would be Lois Colcor. She's from Brenham, does not represent us, but is near us. And what Texas Monthly wants to make sure everybody knows is, it's not because she authored the bathroom bill that they're saying this.
Okay.
Because clearly that is a dividing line, as we have discussed, and the Texas Tribune poll showed that earlier this week. What they are saying is that she wore the mantle of religion to push this through, that this was a religious thing that she was doing, and they don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had held a news conference, and they announced a thing called the 1 Million Voices campaign that was supposed to educate pastors on what the bathroom bill was and encourage them to pressure the House to pass it.
Mm.
So by joining up with evangelicals, Texas Monthly did not like that. And the second is our own Charles Schwertner. For the second session in a row, they say, we're troubled by the bedside manner of Senator Charles Schwertner, who, when he's not legislating, works as an orthopedic surgeon. In 2015, we named him to the worst list because he was mean-spirited and insecure.
Hmm.
And so they're not doing any better than that.
Seems pretty nice to me.
Well, you know, but the thing is, and again, he did great reform as far as the Child Protective Services
right.
And he's chairman of the committee on Health and Human Services. And so taking care of the health care needs of young people in Texas, he has been on the front. But again, as I say, they hold it in some way as a badge of honor that they're called one of the worst. Now, they also have...
sometimes it just means you're stirring the pot a little bit. Maybe
that's right.
You're rubbing people the wrong way, but if that's what you believe, and we're here to make a change.
They do have... Texas Monthly also has a special award that they give called the Bull of the Brazos, which is named in honor of our former state senator, Bill Moore, from, 30 years ago. And what Bill Moore would do would be one of the best and one of the worst in exactly the same session. And so they didn't really have any place to put him, so they just named an award after him. And so they give a Bull of the Brazos, and again, I forget who the guy is who won it. But those are your Texas Monthly awards for better or worse.
There you have it.
Okay, it's 6:47 out there.
St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4360.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Hey, thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for 6 years in a row. Please vote for us again this year. You can find our link at TXTraders.com. Shop local. Online.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers. on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Oh, the things we do to our trees. Some are outright criminal. Trees are our most valuable landscaping investments, so you'd think we'd pay better attention. I'll be back with details of how our trees deserve better right after this important message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. I decided to talk about how criminal our acts are with our trees. Came into focus when I saw a crepe myrtle tree while I was waiting on my wife a few days ago. Poor little tree had been staked, but no one had ever bothered to remove the hose that was put in place to keep the wire from rubbing the trunk. Now the trunk has grown completely over the hose. Then I saw that the maintenance crew for the commercial lot had also gouged up the trunk with a line trimmer. But at least they finally quit topping the poor things. Crepe myrtles seemed to get more than their share of mistreatment. Sometimes we plant the wrong tree for a given spot in our gardens, or we let a tree seedling germinate and grow wherever it wants to. That's somewhat equivalent to letting a three-year-old decorate your house, usually not a good plan. You need to know how tall and how wide a tree will grow before you assign a specific place to it. If the tree isn't a good match, don't plant it. That's how we end up with trees that have to be V-grooved, flat-topped, or square-sided. Those power lines and city streets were there before we and the trees came in. Tree trunks can be damaged by exposure to sun. Just like our skin gets dry and cracks when it's unprotected, so can the thin bark trunks of red oaks and Chinese pistachios, among others. While the trees are in the nursery, they shade one another, but when we bring them home and plant them out into the open individually, suddenly they don't have enough leaves to shade their trunks. It's incumbent on us to apply paper tree wrap from the ground up to the lowest branches, new trees. This would be for new Schumard red oaks and new other oaks. Water oaks would be the same, chinquapin oaks, and then Chinese pistachios, and leave that paper tree wrap in place for a couple of years. It'll keep out the borers. It'll protect against sun scald. Birds can sometimes do harm to our trees, specifically woodpeckers and sapsuckers. Luckily for us and the trees, the birds seldom do more than cosmetic harm. Their presence does not imply that there are insects in the trunks, nor do the holes present any kind of pending doom to the trunk. That's unless the bird decides to camp out on one trunk and go around and around and around. And eventually that kind of riddling of the trunk will cause a problem, but it's pretty rare. You can use tree tanglefoot, a gooey material, to discourage the birds. Here's a big one for me. I see this all the time. We see stubs when we remove limbs from our trees. We leave them there in place. Stubs, branch stubs, are never good things. Each cut should be made virtually flush with the remaining trunk or branch. Leave only enough of the branch collar that the wound can heal quickly before decay sets in. That would be maybe an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch of that branch collar. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next program, Passion for Purples. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team saw their 2017 season come to an end yesterday in the College World Series with a 4-1 loss to the TCU Horned Frogs at TD Ameritrade. Stephen Kolick was saddled with the loss for the Aggies. He yielded 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits and 2 walks while striking out 2 2/3 innings. Here's Kolick.
Sucks to lose, but still felt good. But just missed a few spots here and there, and that's whenever it mattered. So, you know, I have to learn from mistakes and go back to the offseason and work on those few things, come back next year and try not to make those same mistakes.
Senior Blake Kopetsky knows the Ags did all they could do, but he has a few theories on what went wrong.
I think we're getting ourselves out. I think we're a little too aggressive, a little too emotional to start the game. Some emotional swings in there, but I think that we just had trouble being on time with the fastball. I mean, we were ahead of it. It's not like he was overpowering us with anything. We were just too aggressive and too emotional with our swings.
The Ags wrapped up the season with a 41-23 mark, advancing to the NCAA championship for a school record 11th consecutive time. It marked the sixth College World Series appearance for the Maroon and White. Elsewhere in Omaha, Brady Singer pitched seven strong innings to lead Florida to a 5-1 win over Louisville in the College World Series. The Gators have won their first two CWS games for the first time in four appearances since opening 3-0 and reaching the finals in 2011. They'll play TCU in the Bracket 2 final. In Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley already had a major upgrade in his job title to head football coach. Now he's got the financial upgrade to match. Oklahoma's Board of Regents approved a five-year deal for Riley that starts at $3.1 million for the first year. It increases by $200,000 annually with a national championship bonus of $425,000. Out at Nutribolt, it took 11 innings, but the Bombers secured the victory in a 1-0 pitcher's duel over the Texas Marshals. The Zeros traded back and forth between Miguel Asua and Jeremy Hammer as each went 6-plus innings in their scoreless starts. With the win and a Cane Cutters loss, the Bombers now have their largest lead of the 2017 season at 4 games over both the Generals and the Cane Cutters. Speaking of the Cane Cutters, they're who the Bombers will face next Friday night. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, George Springer hit a leadoff homer to spark a 5-run first inning, and the Houston Astros once again made themselves at home in Oakland with an 8-4 victory over the Athletics. Brian McCann and Yuli Gurriel each added an RBI double, and Alex Bregman hit a 2-run single in the first against Sonny Gray to give the Astros their 8th straight win at the Coliseum. The Astros hope to keep the momentum going in Game 3 tonight in Oakland. First pitch is scheduled for 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington...
And here's the pitch, and Napoli loops one to left field. That's a base hit. Rounding third and heading home is Luke Roy. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time.
Carlos Gomez homered in a 4-run first inning, and the Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-1. With the series tied at 1-1, the Rangers look for the win at home again tonight. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Las Vegas, OJ could be a free man this summer. A Nevada parole officer says Simpson has a July 20th hearing that could have him released from prison after serving more than 8 years of a 9-to-33-year sentence. The former Heisman Trophy winner and one-time NFL single-season rushing champion was found guilty in 2008 of armed robbery, kidnapping, and other charges. The conviction stemmed from a confrontation with two sports memorabilia dealers at a Las Vegas casino hotel room in 2007. And Tiger Woods has checked into a clinic to get help for dealing with pain medication. His agent wouldn't disclose the location of the inpatient facility, nor did he say how long Woods would be there. Woods said Monday night that he's receiving professional help to manage his medications and how he deals with pain and a sleep disorder. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Taking that road trip but forgot to change your oil?
Don't let that slow you down. Stop by Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil in just minutes. You'll be on the road before you know it. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, if one of your goals is to set a world record for the fastest mile hopping on a pogo stick,
of course,
while juggling three balls,
Here's
what you gotta beat. 23 minutes, 28 seconds.
All right.
Ashrita Furman holds that record, so good luck with that. Again, that's bouncing on a pogo stick for 1 mile while juggling three balls.
If you drop a ball, do you start over?
I don't know. Well, my guess is that you have to be juggling with one hand, right? Because
yeah, because you've got to hold on to the pogo stick with the other.
Suppose that would be it, unless you strap yourself to the pogo stick. And then
right.
You could,
just get
you
going.
Easily
the
juggle
momentum.
Three balls. Mm-hmm. But again, balance
easily.
Is everything on that. Yeah.
Easily.
Pogo, I mean, really. The most times I can remember bouncing on a pogo stick is like four times
yeah.
before you
yeah.
go off. All right, 7 o'clock.